Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Rupa Shenoy. Taxes are due soon, and if you've been working on yours and stressing out about it, you're not alone. The annual chore can stir up a lot of anguish, especially considering ongoing inflation and the havoc the COVID-19 pandemic has wreaked on our finances. There are people who specialize in helping with this kind of anxiety, and we thought this would be a good time to check in. Ashley Agnew is a Needham-based financial therapist who serves on the board of directors for the Financial Therapists Association. Ashley, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. This is a great topic.
So just to start out, what is the difference between a financial counselor and financial therapy, essentially what you do?
So financial therapy is more of an emerging field, bringing together practitioners from the mental health field and the financial services field to better help coach individuals and families through the stresses that they find surrounding money. So financial coaches exhibit a lot of these or use a lot of these modalities as well. Where the big difference lies is between straight financial planning or financial advising and financial therapy. Financial therapy helps to bring more of the emotions into the numbers. And as we see now, especially around tax season, money can be a very emotional subject.
What are the major issues that you're seeing people come to you with?
So for our clients, you know, we're seeing a wide array of calls because there are different types of people and how they handle money. So if you tend to avoid finances, then tax time forces you to face all of these numbers that can seem daunting. If you tend to relate your financial situation or income with your net worth or your status, then it shows you those things in real numbers. You're looking at your actual net worth. And that can either be a very positive thing or a very negative feeling. And if you're an individual who has the money script of, you know, if I just had more money, then my life would be better, then tax time is difficult because as you're going through preparation, you're seeing all the money that you've paid out to your expenses. And that can bring a lot of anxiety.
Now, you can't give them money, right? So what are some strategies and tools that you can use to address your clients' issues?
Communicating about it, as with most problems, right? The most difficult thing sometimes is to just talk about the problem or the feeling and get at the root of it, right? Money is still, unfortunately, a very taboo topic across the country. Remember, years ago, there wasn't the free online tool. There wasn't, let me just pop into an H&R Block, right? It was watching mom and dad lay all the paperwork on the table for better or for worse. So talking about these things can really prevent and help with stress come tax time. So even just having a professional to sit down and explain, okay, here's why this deduction doesn't count anymore. Here's what we can do about it next year. That type of guidance can be a great relief.
How have you seen the pandemic affect people when it comes to taxes and finances?
Well, an interesting thing and an actually sad element of the pandemic is that there's a big increase in folks who are handling their taxes for the first time this year because of spousal loss. It's mostly women, right? Because men are typically the financial manager of the house. So now you have this whole group of women, and it's, you know, we're talking a lot. We're talking 140,000 women who now lost their spouse, are trying to figure out their new identity, and now they have to do the taxes and the finances and settle an estate. And that's incredibly, incredibly stressful. So I think that it's important to bring up the need for these spouses that are seeking out financial therapy and really finding value in it.
Ashley Agnew of Centerpoint Advisors in Needham, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Rupa.